Let's go back and talk a little bit more about mosquitoes. We talked about how they get their blood meal, you know, the mosquitoes that we know, from us because they need that protein. But you also said they eat a lot of other things, plant juice and, you know, whatever. Do they have to have, like, a blood meal? Like, do they have to bite us, or do they have other sources for their protein?
Yeah. There can be other sources besides plants, because the plant juices aren't that rich in protein. It's mostly water with some sugar and a few other things mixed into it. So it's enough to give you energy to fly around with and do what you need to do. But if you're a female and you're going to be filling your body with eggs that you're then going to lay in a pool of water somewhere, mm-hmm. nice calm water, you have inside the egg is a big supply of yolk, which is a food supply for the baby, for the larva. So you got to get that really nutritious, you could say, packing a lunch mm-hmm. for the babies. And you need a really concentrated protein source to make the proteins that are in the yolk. So basically, a female will fill up on you. She can, like, drink three times her body weight in your blood, you know, taking as much as she can as quickly as she mm-hmm. can because of how dangerous it is for her, and get away. Then she'll hang out for several days, removing the water and excreting that away and concentrating it and digesting mm-hmm. and then reformulating what used to be your blood proteins into yolk proteins. So the sap that they would normally be drinking, like the males do, wouldn't be enough to do that.
Okay, so do they bite other things?
So we notice the ones that come after us, right? They seek you out by your breath and your sweat and your motion, and they can see you and all that stuff. But anything else that would have protein in it could potentially be a target too. And there are so many species of mosquitoes, some of them specialize. So, for example, some of the malaria-transmitting mosquitoes, mm-hmm. which do bite people, also can go after other insects. And especially big, easy, slow ones. So some of the malaria mosquitoes, for example, will go after caterpillars.
Ah.
Which, if you think of, you know, a big, long sack of bug juice, basically.
Yummy.
And it's not going to swat you. So,
right.
They drink the body fluids of them and some of the other insects, cicadas, which are big, and uh-huh. mantids, praying mantis, and things like that. Also have to worry about being attacked. Now imagine how big a mosquito looks to a caterpillar. You know,
yeah.
That wouldn't be much fun.
Boy, those mantises, though, they can be pretty brutal.
Well, I imagine if they were fast enough, they could catch the mosquito.
Eat
right?
the mosquito.
Eat the mosquito, too. So there's that risk. But other kinds of, you know, larger animals are attacked, too. And they may or may not be the same species that goes after us.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at a pond in Saranac Lake the other day and swatting some mosquitoes kind of late in the day. And I saw a log there in the bright sunlight where a dozen painted turtles were strewn out there sunbathing. And I was thinking, boy, aren't they lucky? They got that shell and all those nice reptile scales. They don't have to worry about being bitten while they're sunbathing. And all of a sudden, one of the turtles reached out with his hind foot and started swatting.
Really?
As if he'd just been bitten on his foot. So I guess it turns out that some mosquitoes actually do go after reptiles, too.
Wow.
And birds and other mammals.
Oh. Okay. Well, good luck to the turtles, though. They can't present much of a target. I mean, honestly, right?
A smaller target.
And a very strong mosquito. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.